Blog Talk Radio.
How we hardly say his name in
think it's strange how we love to jump and shout, but never want to tell the world what it's about. I'm amazed that the one who gave it life is not the feature of every single night. I think it's sad how the man who paid the price is being drowned out by all the fluff and lights.
But check this out.
Let's put the attention
Good evening and welcome to Labors for Christ, Spiritual Growth and Development. This is our Wednesday night service, bringing power midweek to the people of God as we refocus and adjust our thinking to that which heaven would have for us to do. As we have chosen this month of December to be a time of prayer and seeking the power and the direction of the Lord, there have been revelations shared as to the strategy for the coming year, the strategy of the staff of God being placed in the sanctuary as a reminder of this house, Labors for Christ Word Life Center. We encourage you to come out and worship with us on Wednesday from 7 to 8 as we surrender ourselves to prayer and the presence of God, beseeching Him for the wisdom, listening to Holy Spirit, that He might impart to us the strategies of heaven. And so for this month of December, the word is, so the word became human and dwelt and made his home among us. He was full of unfailing love and faithfulness. And we have seen his glory as the glory of the Father's one and only Son. We look at Isaiah 2, as the Lord has brought to us in his word, his heart for us, and the pattern that will come before our face of the unfolding of his holy plan. And so the Lord says, the mountain of the Lord, starting in Isaiah 2, it says, this is what Isaiah, son of Amos, saw concerning Judah. And Jerusalem, in the last days, the Lord's temple will be established as the highest of the mountains. It will be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall stream to it. Many peoples will come and say, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the temple of the God of Jacob. He will teach us his ways, so that we may walk in his paths. The law will go forth out of Zion, the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He will judge between the nations and will settle disputes for many people. And they will beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation will not take up sword against, nor will they train for war anymore. Come, descendants of Jacob, let us walk in the light of the Lord. For your Lord has abandoned his people, the descendants of Jacob. They are full of superstition and from the east. They practice divination like the Philistines and embrace pagan customs. Their land is full of silver and gold. There is no end to their treasures. Their land is full of horses. There is no end to their chariots. They bow down to the work of their own hand, to that which their fingers have made. So the people will be brought low, and everyone humbled. Do not forgive them. Go into the rock, hide in the ground from the fearful presence of the Lord and the splendor of his majesty. The eye of the arrogant will be humbled and the human pride brought low. The Lord alone will be exalted in that day. The mighty Lord Almighty has a day in store for all the proud and the lofty and for all that is exalted, and they will be humbled. For all the cedars of Lebanon, tall and lofty, and all the oaks of Bashan, for all the towering mountains and for all the high places, for every lofty tower. And the Lord is bringing us to into a place humble submission to his sovereignty and to his word, uncompromised, undiluted, and without hesitation. He is looking for his people to follow him and love and enjoy. He says, this is what the Lord says to me with his strong hand upon me, warning me not to follow the way of his people. Do not call conspiracy anything that this people say conspiracy. Do not fear what they fear and do not dread it. The Lord Almighty is the one you are to regard as holy. He is the one you are to fear. He is the one you are to dread. He will be a holy place. He will be a holy place, as in Isaiah 11 through 12. And then the Lord does not leave us in a place without bringing us to a hope. And he says, the people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nations and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at harvest, as warriors rejoice when dividing the plunder. For as in the day of Midian's defeat, you have shattered the yoke that burdened them, the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppression. Every warrior's boots used in battle and every garment rolled in blood will be distinguished by burning, will be fuel for fire. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given. The government will be upon his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Almighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. And so we are reminded that this is a decree and a revelation that the Lord God gives us to the prophecy of the Holy Prince of Peace. And long before he was born, God gave it to Isaiah. He foretold what God had planned to do. We believe Jesus fulfilled his prophecy. Many names have been given to Jesus, and many symbols are used to convey what he means to us. This symbol reminds us that he is the Prince of Peace. He not only taught peace, but lived the life of peace. One day he will establish a government of peace in which there is no end. And so our prayer is the sounds of war, though they be all around us, Lord. Prince of Peace, we have chosen your way of power, and we have chosen your way of love and justice, and not the way of the world of power and force, but rather love and justice. We rejoice in you, Wonderful Peace, Prince, and we wait expectantly for your reentry into our world of war, bringing us to peace that will be from now and even forevermore. And we thank and we praise and worship you. We worship you, Lord, for your holy plan, your unfailing love for mankind, and your constant faithfulness to drawing man to you. For you, O God, are an awesome wonder, and we worship and we adore you, and we acknowledge you and we praise you. O Heavenly Father, the works of your hand, O God, are all about us, to reveal to us who you are and who you belong to. Amen. Awesome wonder. Oh God, how great you are. How great you are. we have the prophecy of the perfect shepherd, the gentle shepherd. The prophet had predicted that the true shepherd would come to gather and restore the lost sheep. Christ came into the world calling to his own those who hear his voice draw near to him. There were so many joys and benefits involved when we let Christ be our shepherd. He comes to us calling to allow him to take care of us. The choice is ours. We long to be led through the perilous journey of this life by him. He wants us to know him in the most personal way. To follow Christ means we become identified with his plan and purpose for our life. His standard and values become ours. His life becomes our life. If we are in him, we will have his peace, his serenity, his strength, and his stability at all times. We are given this from Psalms when David penned, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He will lead me in green pastures. I will lie down beside still waters. He will restore my soul and lead me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. And yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, because thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemy. Thou anointest my head with oil, and my cup will run over, and surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever." And then in Isaiah 49 through 11, scripture shares, starting with the fifth verse, "And the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all his people will see it get together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. A voice says, cry out. And I said, what shall I cry? All people are like grass, and all their faithfulness is like the flowers of the field. The grass withers and the flowers because the breath of the Lord blows on them. Surely the people are grass, and the grass withers and the flowers fail. But the word of our Lord endures forever. You who bring good news to Zion, go up on a high mountain. You who bring good news to Jerusalem, lift up your voice with a shout. Lift it up, do not be afraid. Say to the town, here is your God. See the sovereign Lord comes with power, and he rules with a mighty arm. See, his reward is with him, and his recompense. He gathers the lambs in his arms and carries them close to his heart. He gently leads those that have young. This is the promise of the good shepherd."
I am the good shepherd. He lays down my life to sacrifice for the sheep. But the worker who serves only for wages is not a real shepherd, because he has no heart for the sheep. He will run away and abandon them when he sees the wolf coming. Then the wolf mauls the sheep, drags them off, and scatters them. I alone am the good shepherd, and I know those whose hearts are mine, for they recognize me and know me, just as my Father knew my heart, and I know my Father's heart. I am ready to give my life for the sheep. And I have other sheep that I will gather which are not of this Jewish flock. And I, their shepherd, must lead them too. And they will follow me and listen to my voice. And I will join them all into one flock with one shepherd.
This is the promise of the Almighty God. And we give glory to the Lamb.
Glory to the Lamb. Glory to the Lamb. Glory to the Lamb. Glory to the Lamb. Everybody say,
glory.
We sing
glory to the Lamb.
We give all
glory
to the Lamb. Yes, we sing
glory
to the Lamb. This is why. For he is
Alpha
and Omega,
forever
is he. And
he
will reign
forever.
Holy, holy, holy,
holy
is he.
Is he.
So together let's sing glory,
glory
to the Lamb.
To the Lamb.
Father, we sing tonight glory,
glory,
glory to the Lamb.
The Lamb.
We give all the glory,
glory
to the Lamb.
To the Lamb.
Jesus is his name. We give
glory,
glory to the Lamb.
To the Lamb.
For he is the beginning and he is the end.
Forever
he remains. And he will reign forever with all power and authority.
Forever
he is king.
Holy is he.
Holy is he.
Glory to the Lamb. We are so grateful that God's plan has included us. He has revealed his mystery, and he's given us a hope in glory, so that no matter what it looks like round about, we will be looking to the field from which comes our help. We will be watching the sky and ears to the Holy Spirit as he speaks to us and teaches us and corrects us and leads us and brings us into the plan and strategy of the Lord for this season. We are so grateful to God for not leaving us out, but making us a part of his plan, having one for us that brings us to an expected end. We thank you for sharing with us. We share some of the ministry opportunities and excitement that the Lord is doing and through this ministry and the opportunities that are available to you. We pray above all things that you have been blessed, empowered, enriched, and radically transformed by the ministry opportunities that the Lord entrusts us to share and experience with you through 2018. And as we embark upon a new year and we see the strategy and the direction and the revelation of the Lord, we pray that your destiny is unlocked to a greater dimension of God's incredible purpose and mandate for your life. And so as we look to 2019, we are reminding you of some of the resources that God is establishing in the earth realm that will be stepping stones and steps to the heavenly agenda for us. The CCTI will officially launch two new programs. The Christian Counseling Training Institute is committed to educating, empowering, and envisioning and equipping the body of Christ to minister to the world, to the new century world. CCTI is a Christian training program that sole foundation is the Bible, the holy, holy, powerful Word of God. CCTI combines techniques and principles found in teaching, counseling, deliverance, spiritual warfare, discipline to prepare the body of Christ to minister to the nations, to the unsaved, to the poor, the brokenhearted, the oppressed, and to this new generation, oh God, so that they may know you in the power of your might. Please let us know your interest by emailing Sharita or calling the church office at 773-779-2900. We're also preparing for a apostolic and prophetic prayer strategy at the beginning of the year at the Oak Lawn Hill. We ask that you avail yourself to this gathering. On June 7th, and this prayer gathering will be March 2nd. Mark your calendars for the 2019 ministry gathering to bring power and oneness to the body of Christ. And then on Friday, June 7th, through Sunday, June 9th, hear Judah roar, an apostolic and prophetic governmental gathering. Hallelujah, Jesus, the apostolic prophetic governmental gathering. Hear Judah roar. Part of the 2019 2 years and 4 month prophecy that's going forth as a wave through the body of Christ so that we will be prepared. Praise the Lord. Make yourself available. Make sure you sign out on your calendar for this day. We will send the clarion call to apostles, prophets, seers, prophetic scribes, apostolic and prophetic intercessors, prophetic minstrels to emerge from being unknown and join us for this strategic gathering that promises to unlock doors and usher you into this now season. Hallelujah. And then remember our annual 2019 Apostolic Ecumenical Network Conference and Ordination will be held August 15th through August 18th. All are welcome to attend. Mark your calendars. November 21st, 2019 through Sunday, November 24th, will be the Redemptive Restorative Healing Experience. Save the date. You don't to miss this. And then there are various ministry opportunities all over the world, and they are accessible through our Blog Talk Radio and through our network of partners and affiliates in South India, the Asian National Annual Convention of Bible Mission is January 17th through February 11th. We have Israel coming, the Israel Reflection Revolutionary Revival for 2020. Start preparing. Make your budgets. Mark your calendars and mark your bottom line on your lines in your budget so that you set money aside to prepare for this, spend these 10 days in Israel with Laborers for Christ. As we visit the Dead Sea, the Sea of Galilee, Nazareth, Bethlehem, Jerusalem, Megiddo, and many, many more. Let not these things come upon you by surprise, but prepare for them. And as we surrender ourselves to the preparation of the Lord, we are able to flourish in that which he has for us. Remember our CBN, Voice Reaping a Thousandfold Harvest, one soul at a time. There's a new schedule coming out. Watch your emails for them. And we are a voice and not an echo. We ask you to join some of our ministry partners on Blog Talk. You can get that schedule by calling 773-779-2900. And if you would like to be a part of that group of online heralders shouting from the mountain the good news of the Holy Gospel, please contact the office for further information. Christ Celebration Month, this month of December, worship with us Sunday morning at 10:30. We're located at Bethany Union Church on the upper level, Suite 16, and that's 1750 West 103rd Street, Chicago, Illinois. We invite you to join us for Christ Celebration Month. One of the ways that we celebrate and honor our Savior is by presenting him with a gift. May you allow the voice of our Sovereign Lord to speak to you as to what gift he wants from you. Wrap a representation of it, a symbolic expression of it, and bring it forth and place at the altar so that you will receive, you will, time is his. And then again, we worship at the physical location on Wednesdays at 7 through 8. And if you can't make it, you can join us on Blog Talk as you are experiencing it now. And then we have coming up for the month of December, we have a first concert from one of our ministry partners with the AEN. It's Sunday, December 9th. What an awesome way of allowing the Advent season to season your time of fellowship and worship, to bring joy and to bring to the forefront of your life the celebrated and the glorious fellowship of the saints as we rejoice in our Savior's remembering his advent. It is the evening, and it is located December 9th at 5 o'clock at New Joy MC Church. That's located at 5941 South Damien in Chicago, Illinois. Tickets are $10 in advance and $12 at the door, but 10 tickets are available for the first 10 people to seek their registration for this concert at the AEN. Call 773-779-2900. Then we have Step of Faith, a very powerful, established ministry, a year-end fellowship that you don't want to miss, that honors the women of God in ministry. The final fellowship of 2018, the theme is Stirring Up the Gift, from 2 Timothy 1 through 6. It will be held Friday, December 14th, at 1212 South Michigan Avenue in the Resident Lounge. Reception is 6 p.m., starts at 6, service starts at 7. You don't want to miss this explosive year-end fellowship. The guest speaker will be Elder April Young, visionary and founder of Unleash the Fire Ministry. No, complimentary parking. Please bring your ticket for validation. Additional information and contact Pastor D'Altro Ford at 321-322-9881. And the opportunities just continue. In January 12th of 2019, we will have a debriefing meeting from those that were the recipients of that holy, intimate experience with God from 2018. This debriefing will be at 10, and your experiences and from this whole year of preparation that we received before we gathered in his holy presence and received from him powerful restoration and redemptive restoring life. It will be held at 10 a.m. on the upper level at Bethany Union Church, again at 1750 West 103rd Street. If you need more information, always call the office at 773-779-2900. You always have at your fingertips the pulse of the ministry. You have but to call. And so we celebrate this month a variety of birthdays from our partners and from our ministry leaders, Evangelist Alexis James, Brother Jamel Michaels. We give a shout-out for our Kingdom Church brother, who's becoming older and a young man for God. And our pastor, D'Altro Ford, Minister Patricia Wright, Sister Kiana McBride, Brother Gregory Counters, and our faithful Pastor Stephen Glenn, Sister Shirley Thomas, Overseer Walter Postman, Pastor Linda Barnes, and Pastor Tandika Isaac, and our own prophet, Michael Henderson. End of the year are on here. We have Elder Roberta McIntyre. And if we have failed to express your and call out your birthday, it's because we don't know it. So contact the office and make sure you allow us to update our records so that we can celebrate you. We love you. We can't do this thing without you. And we know that as you labor for God, his reward is in his hands. But would just like to thank you personally on the day of your birth. And so, in effect, we do want to keep our list updated, not just of your birthdays, but of your anniversaries. And if you have an anniversary, a wedding anniversary, please feel free. I believe we have one in the month of December for Brother Pastor Marla Lazarus. And so we want Brother Errol and Pastor Marla Lazarus celebrating, I believe, their fifth year anniversary at the end of this month. So we ask you to keep our birthday anniversary people in a special prayer this month as they celebrate and to acknowledge our ministry partners across the world, from Virginia and Maryland and Georgia, Alabama, Florida, Colorado, Arkansas, Libya, India, Kenya, Uganda, Pakistan, and our Caribbean partners from South Carolina, Ohio, Michigan, Indiana, those from Texas, California, Nevada, Washington. God is expanding and enlarging our territory. And as we go, we grow in Him. Praise the Lord. So the opportunities are endless. The patience is standing for all people. The ministries are of such a variety. There is something for everyone. And so we thank you for joining us. We pray that you will allow Holy Spirit to open your heart and your mind and direct you to the ministry that will enhance the journey that you are embarked upon. So we thank you. We praise God for you. We love you, and we say to you, good night.